Hi, this is Kevin Delaney, and I'd like to share with you an idea which I've found to be indispensable in my work and has helped me tremendously in growing my career as a voiceover artist. One of the common complaints people have in this business is, after a number of years of doing this, they feel like they've hit a plateau. They might say, you know, when I started out, those first few years were great. Each year, it was getting better and better. Things were steadily moving upward for me. Whereas now, I feel like it's kind of a lot of the same old thing. I have a career, maybe I'm making a good income doing this, but I feel in a sense like I'm stuck. I want to move to the next level. I can certainly sympathize with this frustration. I have no interest in making this year a repeat of last year. Last year was great, but I want this year to be even better. I'm committed to having more fun. I want the caliber of my work and the caliber of the projects I'm involved with to be steadily increasing all the time. I want my reputation to be growing and increasing. I want to be able to bring more value to my clients, and I want my income to reflect my increased value. Ultimately, I want to be able to expend less effort and experience greater results. You know, when I was younger, I thought the purpose of doing this kind of work was to be working all the time. In my mind, that was the mark of the truly successful voiceover artist. Busy, 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 booking jobs, doing sessions constantly. Today, I'm a little bit more savvy about these things. Today, I know it's much more about quality than quantity. One of the major questions every one of us has to ask ourselves whenever any type of opportunity comes up for us, whether it's a session, it could be an audition, is simply, is this worth your time? And don't be so quick to assume the answer is always going to be yes. The truth is, you're a more valuable person today than you were, say, 5 years ago. You know more, you understand more, you have, I hope, more experience under your belt. In a very real way, you have earned the right to be more selective about the things you say yes to and what kinds of projects you choose to get involved with. My question for you is, are you exercising this right? Are you holding yourself consistently to higher and higher standards in this regard? Or are you doing what a lot of people do, which is basically to conduct themselves and their careers as if nothing has changed, and yet then they wonder why they can't seem to reach that next level? I believe one of the most valuable, profit-inducing, and freedom-creating words we have is a very polite, very friendly no. The problem is, a lot of us are scared to death to say no to anything. I once read about a famous comedian who grew up in poverty. He said that when he was a child, one of the main messages that was instilled into him was the idea, whenever food makes itself available to you, you eat. It doesn't matter whether you're hungry, doesn't matter whether you like the food, whenever food is made available, you eat, and you eat as much as you possibly can, because you don't know when or where your next meal is going to come from. Now, that policy might make a kind of sense if you're a poor kid, but as this man grew up and he grew in his career and he became successful, the number of banquets and parties and buffet tables began to increase, but his idea remained the same. He operated on the same principle. Anytime food is made available, you eat. And not surprisingly, this guy's weight ballooned to almost 300 pounds. He subsequently lost the weight by adopting a healthier lifestyle and adopting better, more appropriate attitudes toward his diet and toward food. I believe no matter who you are and no matter where you are in your career, you need to be selective. Your level of selectivity is, of course, going to be relative to a number of things, not the least of which is your overall level of mastery, your experience, your expertise. But as you progress in your career, your selectivity level should rise. Every year, you should become a little bit more selective in terms of what you're saying yes to. 5 years ago, there were probably a lot of things you were happy even just to read for. But if you're honest with yourself, today, at least some of those things have probably become, at least partly, a waste of your time. Now, I say at least partly because nothing is ever a total waste of time. You can always justify anything on the grounds that, well, I'm making some money doing this, or it might lead to other things, or maybe it's just good experience. This is why we need to take serious stock of what we're doing. Take in the whole picture. See it in the context of who we are now. Recognize that yesterday is not today, and today is not yesterday. And then ruthlessly identify and slash off those things that have become obsolete for us. So many people want to add to the top end of what they're doing, but they're not willing to relinquish the stuff that's weighing them down at the bottom end. It's like having a cluttered up closet. Sure, that pair of shoes that you haven't worn in ages is worth something. You might wear them after all someday. But the fact is, everything in your closet is taking up space. And while those shoes might have been worth a lot more to you at one time, if you were in a thrift store today and you saw those same shoes for sale for $2, you probably wouldn't buy them. You would not bring them into your home and give over valuable closet space to them today. People who really achieve and accomplish tend to be very good at recognizing they don't have unlimited time and they don't have unlimited effort to expend. They know they have to be selective. They understand that saying yes to certain things invariably means you have to say no to other things. If you haven't done this already, take some time and think about it. Ask yourself, what am I doing that at one time might have been wonderful, might have been profitable, but today it's become a little bit like an anchor, dragging behind me and holding me back? What am I doing that if I wasn't doing it, I could probably invest the same time in something a lot more productive and which could bring a much greater benefit into my life? I have a concept I call the upward spiral, and the upward spiral is very simply the idea that things should always be getting better and better and better. It's the worst feeling in the world to feel like you're stagnating, feeling like you're just doing the same old thing. As human beings, we are made to grow. We should be growing as people, we should be growing in our income and prosperity, we should be ever expanding in our feeling of freedom and the kick, the enjoyment we get out of our lives and our careers. If you've enjoyed this message, please visit my main website at www.kevindelaney.net. My last name is spelled D-E-L-A-N-E-Y. You'll find fun things to listen to, and there's a link to my voiceover blog where you can listen to my audio messages about the craft and the business of VO. Thanks, and I hope to see you again.